Happy Monday, everybody. It's June 17th, 2019. Coming back to you with another episode today on our two-part series right now. This is episode two. I'm going to be paying homage to some more SAC greats. These first two episodes are just tributes to great players in the city in either basketball, football, boys or girls. And today I'm going to be detailing just some of the SAC girls basketball players from 2000 to 2019. That's the major sports conference in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Northeast Indiana specifically, where you have a bunch of girls that came from different high schools, but they're all talented. A lot went on to play college ball, and a lot made their impact in the city in their 4 years that they were playing inside of Fort Wayne. To start off on the list, I'm going to go school by school because there's so many different players that came from different schools in different years that didn't necessarily play together, but they all made an impact in some way, shape, or form. And to start off for this list, I'm going to be starting with Concordia High School. That's my alma mater. A lot of these girls on this list I know. One of them I know more than the others because she's my sister. First on the list for Concordia will be none other than Courtney Smith. Courtney was a four-year standout at Concordia. Played alongside a bunch of great other players. She won a state championship there too. Then you have Dejor Young, Andrea Neubauer, my sister, Shania Kelly, and then Carissa Garcia, who's just graduating this year, another great player. Next, we go on to Southside High School. This list could be way longer than even I made it, but for time's sake, I'm just going to name a few greats from Southside High School. Number one, Brittany Johnson, Shayla Jackson, Ariana Simmons, Brittany Clopton, Lakin Gully, Tanisha Chapman, and Shamari Tyson. She went to Wayne first, but she finished her career off at Southside, so that's why I put her there. At Wayne High School, we have Laisha Gorman and Tashayla Satorius, both great players in different eras from there. At Snyder, we have Akila Sims, Deja Wimby, Meredith Shipman, Kyla Covington, and Lisa Clemens. Bunch of great players from that school as well. A lot more I could have named in that category. From Lures, we had Miracle Woods, Taya Andrews. She finished her career off at Bishop Dwenger, but was at Lures most of her career. We have Marquise Martin, Brooke Ridley, Briera Young. All great players. Lures won multiple state championships and had multiple state championship appearances. Homestead, a late addition to the SAC as of recent, but nonetheless, they had super great players over there with Coach Rob Parker. For the Homestead Spartans, you had Carissa McLaughlin, Solaire Starks, Maddie Parker, Sydney Buck, and Savannah Buck. Those are the Buck sisters. They will shoot your eyes out. Next, we have Northrop High School. We have Naomi Dubay, Bree Douglas, a bunch of other ones I could have named here too. Those are two that stand out for the last few years that made an impact there at Northrop High School. If I missed anybody, please leave it in the comment box or get with me. Text me if you have my number. That's been a wrap on this episode of number two, just paying tribute to some SAC greats in the city. That's Fort Wayne, Indiana's premier conference in sports for high school. You can reach me at UncleWayne_ at my original page on Instagram, or you can follow SAC Greats on Instagram to have this podcast in the bio and get a visual of what who some of these players were. You can reach me back whenever you have time. I'd love to hear your feedback on these topics and these tributes that I'm doing for the SAC conference. Thank you all for listening. You have a nice day.